Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Armin Tersch. He's a member of the European Parliament representing Spain. He is also a man who's just given us a surprising piece of news. The tangle of bad actors in Latin America, specifically Caracas, Venezuela, and also an arrest in Spain. Joseph, I come to you for an interpretation of this. This looks to be a way of documenting what we have only guessed at in these elections of these last years, that there, what is underway in Latin America is a reorganizing of power, switching to Caracas, which itself is connected to Moscow, to Tehran, and to Beijing. Is this, to your mind, this news that we've just learned from Herman, does this move the story for revelations about that tangle, Joseph?
Absolutely, John. So there's two big cases right now in the international community that have to do with major drug trafficking, international drug trafficking, and transnational organized crime that are connected to Venezuela. The first is the case we've talked about several times on the show, John, is the case of Alex Saab, who's still detained in Cape Verde off the coast of West Africa, and who are waiting for now more than a year for his extradition to the United States. The other case is of a former Venezuelan head of intelligence and counterintelligence during the Chavez and Maduro years, a gentleman named Mr. Hugo Carvajal, who was arrested in Spain a week ago after being constantly avoiding his detention, going back to 2014 in Aruba, a few years ago in Spain, and now he's been arrested and was supposed to be extradited to Spain last week, but was then delayed through a process initiated by the Spanish government. My understanding is today, and what Herman's informing us now, is that this individual, Hugo Carvajal, is now cooperating supposedly with the authorities in Spain, and Hugo Carvajal knows a lot of the secrets of Venezuela, of Chavez, of Maduro, and most importantly, their illicit ties to politicians throughout Latin America and into Europe, most notably Spain. This is what has the Spanish government so scared that they're going to extradite this individual to the United States, because he will bring that knowledge of how Spanish politicians have worked with criminal organizations based out of Venezuela and other places in Latin America, bring that information to prosecutors in the United States.
You have a question for Herman, Joseph.
Yeah, Herman, I actually have a couple questions, but I'll start with that question. What do you think is the likely outcome of the Hugo Carvajal, or as he's colloquially known as Pollo Carvajal, case in Spain? Because we've seen him almost being extradited on at least a couple occasions. My fear, and I guess the fear of many Venezuelans, would be that he would find another way to skirt the law and avoid extradition to the United States. Do you think this is different? Do you think this case, he's actually going to be extradited to the United States, or will he find a way out of it?
Well, we hope, first of all, we have to hope that he stays alive and that he does not appear in some way dead in his cell, like McAfee and other people who were arrested. And another informant for the Venezuelan path of PDVSA, who was going to cooperate with the Spanish law, and two days after he declared his readiness in the Audiencia Nacional, in the High Court here, he appeared dead. He was appeared strangled in the outskirts of Madrid. Well, the first thing is he's in prison. We hope he stays. As I say, he stays safe, and I think he will try now to convince the judges in Spain that he is enormously useful and necessary in Spain, so that he is not extradited to the States. His panic is to be extradited to the States, because among other things, because it seems it's not about laundering, money laundering. It's not even drugs, drug trafficking. It's also some deaths, some criminal, some assassination questions that seem to be pending on him. I think the death, also the killing of a DEA agent, which would be, for him, it's naturally one of the cases where he comes into another kind of problem where he has no way out, no way out at all. So he will try to make a kind of entangling himself inside the Spanish question so deep that he is required to stay in Spain for different cases, to prolong his stay here and to, let's say, freeze the extradition order, which is also here, which is in vigor. I mean, it's this kind of suspension that was made now for the arrest is highly irregular, because the extradition of Hugo Carvajal was approved by the High Court when he flew 2 years ago. He was on free food, even being in a process of extradition, and so he had the opportunity of fleeing when the extradition was approved. So the extradition was approved. It is now irregularly suspended because the government. Yeah.
Herman, I'd like to continue this in just a moment, if we can take a break, because what we're learning is all new information about Venezuela and narco-terrorism and crime. Herman Terch of the European Parliament, Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.